He let himself in with a duplicate key and went directly to the washroom. He took down a dirty work coat and cap. He let himself out and locked the door behind him. For days now, Turl had also watched, with an artfully concealed button camera, the room of the smaller Chamko brother. He had found what he wanted. After work, the smaller Chamko brother habitually changed from his mine clothes in his room and put on a long coat he affected for dinner and an evening's gambling in the recreation area. More, the smaller Chamko brother always put and kept his cash in the cup of an antique drinking horn that hung on the wall of his room. Turl now scanned the mine site patiently. He finally spotted the smaller Chamko brother exiting from the compound, finished with lunch, and boarding the bus to the teleportation transshipment area where he worked. Good. Turl also scanned the compound corridors. They were empty in the berthing areas during work time. Working fast, Turl looked from a stilled picto-recorder frame of Zit to the mirror before him and began to apply makeup. He thickened his eye bones, added length to his fangs, roughed the fur on his cheeks, and labored to get the resemblance exact. Ah, what a master of skills one had to be in security. Made up, he donned the work coat and cap. He took 500 credits in bills from his own wallet. The top one, he marked "Good Luck" very plainly. He scribbled several different names on it with different pens. He connected a remote control to a picto recorder that was registering the Chamko room, checked everything, and checked the mirror too. One more look at the live view of the garage. Yes, Zit was back, puttering around with a big motor. That would keep him busy for a while. Turl sped down the corridors of the berthing compound. He entered the smaller Chamko brother's room with a pass key. He checked the drinking horn on the wall. Yes, it had money in it. He put in the 500 credits. He went back to the door. Ready. He touched the remote control in his pocket. Imitating the rolling walk of Zit, he went over to the drinking horn and with stealthy movements took out the 500 credits. Looked around as though fearful of being observed, counted the money, the marked bill plainly in view, and then crept out of the room, closing and locking the door. A berthing attendant saw him from a distance, and he ducked. He got back to his room and swiftly removed the makeup. He put the 500 credits back in his wallet. When the screen showed him Zit had gone for dinner, he returned the cap and work coat to the washroom. Back in his own quarters, Turl rubbed his paws. Leverage. Leverage. Stage one of this lever was done, and he was going to pull it. And good.
End of CD 5.